Who likes cartoons? Come on, who was raised on it? All right, okay. What was your favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon.
Yes.
Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat. All right, what about yours?
The superheroes.
What was yours?
Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans. Brother Dallas, what was your favorite cartoon?
The Smurfs.
The Smurfs. Brother Buddy?
Ren and Stimpy.
Ah, my favorite was Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Anybody else? You know what's cool about the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote? Is you learn about physics with Wile E. Coyote. Did you realize that if you take a board and put it on a rock and you grab the biggest rock you physically can grab and throw it on the other end of the board, it does not project you into the air. It just gives you a hernia. Anybody else ever figure that one out? Huh? From Wile E. Coyote, I figured out that bottle rockets do not give your bike enough thrust for air. Burns a hole in your jeans, though. Pretty cool. But other than that, the bigger the spring does not necessarily mean the higher you jump, or excuse me, the higher you bounce when you land on it. And yeah, I should have thought of the landing before I jumped. Anybody ever have that one too? That's how you broke your nose. You know, the older, it's scary sometimes for me to think. Listen up. It's scary sometimes to think that kids of today are like us and the fact that they tried to do some of the things they saw on cartoons. Anybody ever try to do something? What'd you do?
I thought I could jump from one porch to the other. One porch to the
other? Epic fail?
About 9 feet apart.
Huh?
No way.
How about you? Anybody try something they saw on cartoons? Brother Mike. Ooh, jumped off a roof with an umbrella. How'd that go? There was a certainty that he'd hit the ground. But Josh?
I tried to go down a four-wheeler trail with my bike.
Yeah.
Ooh. Thinking you could do that.
You know, the scary thing. Hang on, Ben. What's yours, Benny? What'd you try?
I went down a steep hill with a bike without training wheels.
Uh-huh. One time he climbed up a slide with a rope in his teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
And tried to Tarzan down like they do on Wile E. Coyote, yes. And it pulled his tooth out like a garage door.
It brought
him straight out. But you know, as I get older, the scary thing for me is when I see adults, listen up, I see adults mimicking cartoons. It scares me sometimes because when I'm out witnessing, I ran into this last week. I ran into what I call the Barney Christian. The Barney Christian is the, well, I hope so. I'm wishing. That's my wish. You know, going to heaven is not a wish, nor is it a whimsy. Say the magic words and you're going to wake up and it's all pretty. That's a Barney Christian. Because when you talk to them, they think God is like some purple dinosaur. That if I just wish real hard and I have lots of good thoughts. But that's not how it works. What they really need to be is a Dora, the Explorer Christian. That's what they need to be. Because what is it that Dora always says? Gee, Boots, how are we going to get to the Magic Mountain? Let's find the
map.
Hello. You guys are killing me. You didn't watch Dora? Oh, man. We were like Dora freaks at my house. Then we found out Dora was a girl and we had to watch Diego. Anybody else have that dilemma? Yeah, we are a guy household. Find the map, Boots. The problem is most people can't find their backpack. Where's the backpack? Can you say backpack? Say backpack.
Backpack.
Backpack. Where's your backpack? Where's the map, Boots? You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. So when I'm dealing with turn the sound off on that, Larry. Thank you. When I'm dealing with a Barney Christian, I tell him, listen, Jesus is the man. He's the way and the Bible's the map. He is the only way. Now, he's not the only one that I see out there. This one was one that I love too. This one I meet a lot. The Sesame Street Christian. Do you remember Sesame Street? Who was raised on Sesame Street in here? Anybody? Do you remember the theme song? sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. Come and play, everything will be A-okay. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I mean, if I could just find happiness, if everything would just go great, and, you know, because when the sun shines, I get endorphins. And when I have endorphins, I feel happy. And when I feel happy, I'll never have any problems if I just find happiness. You know, that's why I have a neighbor. My neighbor's from Britain, and he says, just keep smiling. Don't worry. Be happy. That's what they say. And the truth is, Sesame Street is not, Christianity is not a place we arrive at. It's a path that we're on. From the cross to a crown, Sesame Street is a place where we go and everything's supposed to be sunny and shiny. Yes, it's true, you can come to Christ as a little child. But being happy does not mean problem-free. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Being happy is not about the things I do have or I don't have. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Why? Because you're not walking this path alone. Jesus said, or it says in Hebrews 13:5, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But you know what's even scarier than that, than the Barney Christian and the Sesame Street Christian? It's the Flintstone Christian. That's the ones. Yabba-dabba-doo! Man, Fred gets off work at 5 on Friday. He slides down the back of that dinosaur, jumps into the car, beats feet home, grabs a family, throws them in the prehistoric SUV, drives down to the rib hut, and gets a big old rack of ribs. Remember, the lady comes out and puts it on the side of the car and flips the SUV over. Huh? Does that sound like you? You got off work at such a time and got on 95 and you fought and you were ninjaing through the crowd because you're going to get home. You got a fellowship tonight. Ms. Mix brought salad. Amen. Yeah, and you notice nobody said, yabba dabba doo. Ms. Mix brought salad. Oh, man, it's a hard road to lose weight. I'm telling you. But you know, the funny thing about the yabba dabba doo Christian is when everything's going great, they don't need God. They don't need God. Things are going our way. Now, we have liberty in Christ, but many times we use that liberty to sin. Galatians 5:13 says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but love and serve one another. But by love, serve one another. I mean, the problem is with the Yabba Dabba Doo Christian, with the Flintstone Christian, is they're faithful until they get a better offer. They're a faithful Christian on Sunday and Wednesday until they get a better offer in the flesh. And the sad thing about that is that's childishness. We try to train our kids not to live that way, right? We try to train our kids not to live by their lusts and their desires. But the Flintstone Christian, as long as he's got two wheels on the ground and they're going down the road, everything's fine. You know? Fred's into his hobbies and what was her name? Wilma's into her Facebook relationships and Pebbles is pregnant and Bam Bam's on meth. And it isn't until the SUV hits the side that they need God. It's just like, yabba dabba doo, we're good. We still got enough money for the month. We got everything going. But the sad thing is we don't escape the decisions we make. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11, the Bible says, you are free to make choices, but you're never free from the choices you make. It says, go on, young man, do that which is right in your own eyes. I'm paraphrasing. But he says, but know thou that God will bring thee into judgment. Galatians chapter 6, we reap what we sow. You know, Fred can't wait to play, but you know, the truth is when it gets flipped on their side, that's when they call Pastor Mix and they want the Barney bag. You know what the Barney bag is? Inside the Barney bag is all the necessary magical things you need to fix whatever problem comes along. And they'll call me and I'll go in and with a kiss, prayer, and a biblical promise, they're expecting me to open their eyes and just everything be pretty, but it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. Life is more like, life isn't that way. That if we just live for ourselves and live for the weekend, sooner or later, those chickens come home to roost. The other Christian I do run into, though, is my favorite, the one that I get to a lot, and that is the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote one. Did you know Acme doesn't have a magic pump that reinflates your life when God lets the air out of it? He just doesn't. Did you know that no matter how big a rocket you buy, you still can't catch the Roadrunner of pleasure and satisfy your flesh? You just can't. There isn't a rocket big enough. And when you crash and burn, there is just no way to walk away without scars. See, it's childish to live like a cartoon. The Bible says in Luke 12:23 that life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. It means that our life is more than what we eat and what excites us. But even beyond this, there's one other Christian that I don't want you to try and mimic. And that's this one. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Where are you?
What is it that Scooby says when things go sideways?
Rut-row,
Raggy. Oh, that's right. Rut-row, Raggy. Yeah, because why? Because when this Christian, when things go sideways, what do? They hide. They go and they hide. We sow to the flesh, we pray for crop failure, and we live for self rather than the Savior, but then we get a little shocked, embarrassed, and probably a little annoyed when the mummy comes out of the closet. You know, when something comes out that we weren't expecting. Here it is. It says, "Rejoice, O man, in thy youth, and let thy raised heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring you into judgment." Now, the thing is about this kind of Christian is it's our nature to hide. Genesis 3. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they sewed together aprons of fig leaves, and then when they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day, what did they do? They hid. They hid themselves. Elijah just had a national revival, killed all these prophets of Baal. And he gets one note from an angry lady and he runs. And he runs. And he hides and he says, "I just want to die." And what's funny is God ends up playing Bugs Bunny. Has God ever done that to you? What is it that Bugs Bunny always says? What's up, Doc? I have a feeling that, I don't know if you're like me, but whenever you're kind of away from God, he has a way of shining the light on you and going, hey, what's up, Doc? What are you doing here? Isn't that what he said in 1 Kings? He said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And you're like standing in God's Q-beam flashlight, you know, the sunshine. Just like, "Hey, I'm here. You know, hiding doesn't fix our problems. Hiding from church can't fix your problems. Hiding out from church unfaithful to it isn't going to make you right with your family, isn't going to make you right with your spouse, isn't going to make you right with the Lord. You can't hide from it. People have said to me, and I mentioned it Sunday, "Well, I don't like going to a church where I feel bad about myself." Then use the altar. Just use the altar. When you go to the altar and you pray and say, "God, it's me. You had him preach that for me. It's me." You stand up clean. Because you and God are right with each other. God doesn't want you to hide. God wants you to come to him like a child. You know, when my kids, we would hear a crash in the other room. Something would break. And when they were little, they'd come running because it scared them. But when they got older, you'd hear a crash. And then you'd hear scrape, 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 pouring it into the garbage can. Something, what happened? What happened in there? Of course, I feel like God sometimes. He's walking through the garden going, "Adam, where's Adam? Where are you, Adam? I cannot see you." We know what. He knew what was going on. He knew where Adam was. You know, the Scooby-Doo Christian says, "Rut-row, Reggie," and then hides under the bed. And you got to understand that whatever you're hiding in isn't going to help you. Daytime TV is not going to help you. You know, the people on The View aren't going to come and bring you a meal when you're sick. Dr. Oz is not going to fix your teenager when he's wayward. Nor is Dr. Phil going to come and help you when you're sick in the hospital. Those people don't help. Don't hide. Don't hide. Get up. Wash your face. Wash that Kentucky Fried Chicken hair. Get your jammies off. Go put on some clothes and come to church. You know, I've heard from hundreds of people over my lifetime that said, I didn't want to come today. But you know, now that I'm here, I'm so glad I made it. I'm just so glad I made it. Because you're among people who had those days where things went sideways. We all went rut-row and had the temptation to just hide. Curl up in a ball, climb under our comforter, pull it up over our head, and go, it's just not worth it. But as a Christian, we can't live our lives like cartoons. Because cartoons aren't real. There really is no rainbow. Or pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, sorry. There is no pot of gold. You know, the other end of the rainbow is not coming out of a My Little Ponytail, all right? It's just not happening. And the sun doesn't always shine. But the sun, Jesus Christ, is always available if we'll find, if we'll seek him, if we'll have him as our Savior. See, the problem is we didn't trust God enough to obey, so we don't want to trust him to face, we don't want to face him. But the Bible says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. You know, he's the one that loves us the most. And when we find ourselves wrapped around a pole or beat up the side of a rock like Wile E. Coyote, he's the only one that's going to straighten us out. It's time for us as Christians to grow up, not only be saved, but be healed. And be serving, because life that we have is beyond this one. We have a home that even the cartoons can't even mimic properly for its glory. And that's what we're serving for. We're just visiting here. And even though we may own a house or two, we don't truly own it because this earth's going to burn. Our home's over there. So if you've ever found yourself wishing, think of Barney the dinosaur and go, boy, that's my hope's more sure than that. And you think to yourself, well, I know where the map is, but I haven't read it. Get it out, Dora. It's got the way to find it to the mystical, magical mountain. And when you find yourself saying, well, I can be faithful or I can play. Sooner or later, that SUV will be on its side, and the family will be with you. There's just no substitute for faithfulness to God. And there's no substitute for just walking with him. Tonight, you know, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never trusted him, you're not sure heaven's your home, I'd love an opportunity to talk to you and show you how Christ will save you. That our hope is not a wish. It's not a whimsy. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we love you. And Father, tonight with all that we see and with all that we do, even in our heart, we know you're not just real. You're the only one. You're the true God who loves us. And Father, in love, we turn back to you tonight and say thank you. And we ask God that you would work in our lives in such a way that others who think it's just a wish or just a whimsy or just a cartoon idea will see that you're real. And God, that it's not fake, but that it's actual reality. You not only exist, but you are working in our lives and in this world to see folks saved. Let us be part of that plan. Bless us tonight as we continue to fellowship. And God, if there's one here that's not sure heaven's their home, may they come. Give them courage, boldness to come and ask, that we might show them the path, the way, the salvation in Jesus Christ. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.